It's a case of some good economic news, seemingly good economic news, actually hides some really bad economic dynamics going on behind the scenes. Commodity prices tanking. Oil, particularly, fell 8.6%. Silver dropped 8%. Oil is trading down, actually, this morning. What's the reason? Louise Story, finance and Wall Street reporter for our partner, The New York Times, is here to talk about it. I read that the initial notion of oil dropping is all about a suspicion that global demand for industrial output is stalling, therefore the recession is maybe going to, you know, hit us again, and that that's an indication that the oil prices are going to drop continually.
They did drop. You know, they dropped the furthest that they've dropped since 2008. This was a huge drop yesterday. We're below that $100 a barrel, which is kind of a psychological marker. You know, people are really questioning if the U.S. economy and if the global economy are recovering. You know, we had that dismal GDP figure for the U.S. economy just a week ago. Yesterday, we had an increase in initial claims that people had lost their jobs, and everyone's very nervous about the unemployment figures that'll come out today.
And the unemployment figures are all about industrial demand, and if there's demand for more output, there will be hiring. I'm wondering if what we're seeing here is about an 8% speculative premium in the oil price, that the speculators believe that the economy is doing better, and when they suddenly don't believe that, boom, they run away. Essentially, the same demand for oil has existed. It's just this price that the speculators are adding on by sort of ginning the whole thing up. That's the sort of speculative inflation rate, 8.6%.
You know, this is the most common thing I hear from companies and, you know, what they call end users, people who actually buy oil or buy commodities for their businesses. They have been really upset for a few years at speculators, at traders who are just betting on it to make a bet but don't have a financial, you know, interest for their company, because they say, we're going to need what we're going to need in oil. It didn't change yesterday that amount of money. And so you're seeing a lot more volatility in all types of commodities over the past couple years, also in silver and in gold and in cotton and in coffee. They all are so much more volatile, which has made just the cost of doing business for regular manufacturing companies a lot more expensive.
And oil may be a special case, but some of the other commodities you mentioned have become increasingly a kind of haven for investments because there are worries about the dollar, given all the discussion of the deficit. What does this mean for the dollar, do you think?
Well, you know, the dollar, all of these, a lot of these commodities are priced in the dollar, right? So if the dollar is weaker, it certainly affects these commodities, or if it's stronger, it affects them. But, you know, these prices seem to be driven a lot more by the global demand, what people think if the economy is going up, and then also, you know, by the unrest we've been seeing in the Middle East that has been driving the oil prices. People were very afraid of an outage there, or we couldn't get oil from certain regions. The fact that that has not happened yet to a big degree may have removed that concern a little bit.
Very quickly, is this a mini bubble burst or just a blip?
Again, these prices are so volatile, I will not be shocked if I'm on here with you next week talking about how oil went up to 120. It's very volatile. It's very volatile.
A trading range of, you know, 95 to 120. That is volatility. Louise Story, Wall Street reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.